Thank you for your attention. My name is Tadashi Murakami from KK Japan on behalf of Security Group. Today's talk is about KK Computer, Computer Security Update. In the last year's HAPIX Spring in DAISY, I talked about KK CSAT in the human factor. And today, we'd like to introduce our current security infrastructure, mainly in the context of these few years' changes of security circumstances. And our network and security infrastructure is in a lease contract expired in August 2018. And we are reviewing the current rental system for a better design. Oh, sorry. Would you please switch off? We are reviewing the current rental system for a better design and contract of the next system. This is today's outline, and first, I'd like to talk about security infrastructure at KK. There are three building blocks in the security infrastructure at KK. First, for security, and second, for traceability, and third, for the quality. For security, we use firewalls, and for traceability, we use IDS security operating system, IDS and security operation center. And for quality, we use vulnerability management system. And we mainly supply common services for broad users inside KEK within staffs and visiting researchers and students. And for specific demands from experiment groups, we consult them in security viewpoints. For example, KQB and BEL2. In here, specific circumstances are also important in security. For security, we use firewalls. First, we introduced common firewalls in zone boundaries since 2002 in intranet, DMZ, and internet, and so on. Then, we added firewalls to separate wired network from wireless VPN and network segments since 2004, and from IPv6, JPEG, and EDROM, and so on. But our firewalls cannot separate wired networks, wired network segments themselves, for mainly in a performance issue. Then, in addition, there are existing internal firewalls managed by the experiment groups for their specific demands. For example, they permit only specific segments and they block the other network packets. And for proactive defense, we introduce URL filtering in firewall. We use the filtering list of malicious URLs daily, and that is daily and automatically supplied by the firewall vendor. The category is malware, and gambling, and phishing. But we use only a part of them. Due to the false positives and false negatives. The false negatives are academic sites are filtered, and in false negatives, Japanese malicious sites are not filtered. Then, we add URLs and IPs manually. The sites are over 500 in a supplement for the vendor base filter list. The source is mainly in Japanese sites in JPSAT-CC, IPA, police, commercial SOC, and so on. The graph shows the filtered URLs and IPs from last June to this March. The blue graph shows the URL, the URLs filtered, and the orange graph shows the number of IPs. There are two outstanding numbers in this last December and this February. And there sites for targeted attack to Japanese and fake Amazon sites, and apt attack and fake URL of famous SNS in Japan. And we believe that the manual addition works efficiently, and only four cases of the complaints in URL filtering from June last year. And please note that all of them are related to false positives in vendor-based filtering. If possible, I'd like to hear about your site's policy. For reactive defense and traceability, we use IDS and SOC. We mirror packets and monitor with IDS, but but IDS generates too many alerts. The total is over 2 million alerts in April last year, and this includes 10,000 of high severity, and we can't manage them. Then, 24 hours and 365 days analysis in SOC service provider JSOC we use. The JSOC is a commercial service and human-based monitoring service. The upper graph, the upper graph shows the numbers of alerts from JSOC from April last year to this February. The blue graph shows informational, and orange line shows warning, and there are some critical in gray, and the graph shows the JSOC reduces the many logs into about 1500 per month, and there are four of real critical alerts from JSOC in fiscal year the last fiscal year, and the lower graph shows the breakdown in the later half of the last fiscal year. The graph shows the attack to wave is dominant. For quality, we use vulnerability management system. First of all, in our DMZ networks, there are over 350 hosts and included grid service, and total 100 admins in historical reason. Then, we supply quality management service, IP360 is a vulnerability management device, and this device scans automatically weekly of DMZ hosts, and the device finds vulnerabilities and scores them. Then the device sends out the message alert depending on the score. In addition to the vulnerability device, we developed with DMZ users portal sites with IP 360 since 2007 in-house development. For easy use of the vulnerability device by host admins. And we extend the portal sites in the several sites. And using the DMZ users portal, we execute annual self-security check. In the security check, host admins use DMZ users portal themselves. themselves, it is important to check their hosts and submit reports using the vulnerability device. The reports are checked by our security management committee. The graph shows the result per fiscal year from 2005 to 2015. The graph shows that in the first year, not a few hosts with high score. The dark color is within the high score. There are not a few, over 25%. But the higher score decreases gradually, and even the host is increasing. And now, lower score in green becomes major, over 90%. The result shows that user-based quality management remains successful with the help of DMZ users portal. Then, I'd like to move to the next topic, fight against incidents. Ransomware is an important topic today. Here, targeted emails with malware are sent to KK staff every day. Unfortunately, one of them was opened and ransomware was installed in the victim PC. And it started encrypting. The inference is oscilloscopes, NAS, and PCs in the same accelerated control network. And this is a bad case. But fortunately, it occurs in a long summer shutdown time. It is very lucky. And the network is separated from KK VLAN with their firewall. Then the ransomware is not so spreaded in a few area. Then we have lessons learned. The network separation is very important, but it is not so easy in the performance issue. Then this slide shows the fight against targeted email attacks. The upper and lower graph shows the statistics of KK main mail server post KK. The upper graph shows the total number of mails and spams from April last year and April last year to this March. The graph shows the blue graph shows the emails and the orange line shows the spam. Then most of all is the spam. And the lower graph shows the number of mails detected as a virus mail by Sophos. And there are very sophisticated targeted emails in fluent Japanese now and from well-known companies. For example, Japan Postal Service and maybe you know RPA and Amazon, and maybe you know. But for us, it is the worst case from the fake site from Japanese funding agency for researchers. We cannot ignore them. This is the worst case. Then KK executes annual user education drill. In the annual user education drill, mails are sent two times in a few weeks interval to about 16 users at post KK. We think that open rate itself is not so important because the open rate is dependent on the context. This slide shows incident statistics. The figure shows the number of report submission due to illegal access from October 2011 to this March. We think that the number is relatively small. The max number per month is 4, and we think the number is kept relatively small. For the sake of our effort, of course, network users and partly our CSATs effort. But sometimes Japanese general opinion demands zero risk, and the maybe Japanese general opinion thinks other. But we think that it is important that some serious incident occur in the this period. Then, I'd like to move to the next topic, cooperative activities. In domestically, we actively exchange experiences with corporations and with inter-university research institutes like KK and with universities. With corporations, we mainly in the NC Association, Nippon C-Start Association, the NCA makes frequent meetings and over 200 C-Start teams are joined in the meeting. And KK is the first team to join NCA in 2011. Then, and now, three academic sites are joined in CSAT teams, and in this year, the number is supposed to be increased. With inter-university research institutes, we are making meetings mainly in SWS security workshop. And there are annual meetings started in 1999. The first meeting is at KK. With university, there are irregular meetings with IT security staffs. Internationally, we just started from last year. In the last, I'd like to talk about future plan. Lessons learned is that network separation is very important. The first is firewalls for intranet network. We will bundle VLANs over 150 in several groups and monitor, log, and control with the applied among the bundled groups. And the second is the network separation for Wi-Fi network. Internet connection, we will supply internet connection for short-time visitors, not via KK net intranet. And we will apply access control depending on user roles. And the another is VPN. We intend to introduce one-time password token, but we hope maybe it is difficult. And e-learning for network users is requested from KK officials, and we'd like to supply them. That's all. The next HappyX is in KK, and we are pleased to meet you in the next HappyX. Then, thank you.
Okay, questions.
So to answer your question about manually blocking URLs and IPs, we still rely on that quite a bit. That was on slide 8. We do it whenever we get threat intelligence through MISP of highly targeted attacks that we see in our local context, and we know from past experiences that we will very soon experience them. So we are proactive and we block them. Currently is manually done, but we are now having plans and we are discussing with the networking team how to automate that. So specific events that we have in MISP from specific sources to automatically have the blocking done. And then could you provide more details about the annual campaign you do for raising awareness on mails? So you're saying that you are sending emails twice a year to users, but then you're saying that the click rates are not really important because they depend on the message. It's true that it depends on message, but what kind of messages are you using? Are you using too targeted messages, too hard to spot they are phishing, or you have a mix of them?
So for the emails that you send, what can you describe them? The kind of emails that you send? They're phishing emails that are specifically targeted for KEK, or you craft them? Can you describe a little bit about the process, how you craft the emails, what you send?
Maybe it is not a correct answer, but we block URLs and IPs manually in here, and the IPs are including C and C servers, and then the fake URLs for from the mail, and we block the addresses in here. This is not a correct answer for you.
Okay, other questions? Okay, let's thank Tadashi again.